Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
5 o'clock. Oh, sorry, Jaden Daniels. Happy hour, I mean. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Is that still going, the Jaden Daniels?
I think it's starting to fade a little bit, but
I saw a meme of Jared Goff congratulating him after the game the other night, the preseason game, and they counted. Jared Goff patted him on the back 4 times.
That's funny.
And they were like, isn't that nice of Jared Goff to respect Jaden by only patting him 4 times?
I got to say, that is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's crazy out of control. Gwen and Chris here until about 5:35, 5:40 or so. Sam Levitt pregame show. Padres, Pirates, Pirates. Tomorrow, Skeens pitches. First time ever in San Diego.
They are going to let him go through.
I think so. Wow. He's on the schedule. ERA of 5.70 over his last 9 starts. Doesn't sound like Paul Skeens to me.
It doesn't. I'm scared about that.
Yeah. The guy who's better than him is pitching tonight. Ashcraft for Pittsburgh is a 13-game winner. Robbie Ray will pitch for the Padres. They're trying to make it 22-7 in the last month or so. Incredible run. That nobody saw coming.
Nobody.
If you say you saw it coming, you're lying.
I put myself in the place that we were at when they lost to the Braves after taking a lead on Chris Sale. That was rock bottom. It felt terrible. And I gave up on the team on that day.
They were 50-53. And even though
they were 3 games under 500?
Yeah, 50-53. Wow. They were in 8th place in the wild card. Mm-hmm. Okay? Remember, only the top 3 make it. So they needed to pass 6 teams to get in. And they were about 4, 4.5 behind whoever was in the final spot there. And, I mean, in like 10 days, they passed everybody. That made no sense to begin with.
No sense.
And then the All-Star game, and then out of that.
Terrible baseball out of that.
Everybody's played terrible, except them. And you go 22-7, or 21-7 since that low water mark of 50-53, and here you are. But only 2 games ahead of Arizona. I hate to kind of remind everybody that. It's not like, right? You'd like to be like 10 games ahead and just like kind of in a much more comfortable position.
You definitely
you're really not.
I said it last week on the Scraby
Show. 2 games is not that much. Remember, Arizona comes here for the final 3 games of the season. So as long as Arizona stays within 3, it's going to come down to the end.
No, this is going to be down to the wire. There's no other way that it's going to happen. I can't see the Padres making anything easy on us fans because it seems like everything's very difficult on us fans.
Yeah. Pirates just got swept by the Dodgers. Padres are 9 back of L.A. if you're thinking about that. Yeah, you're not. I know.
They did lose Andy Pajas, though.
Yeah, Pajas gone for the season. I want to thank Pajas for his contributions to my fantasy team. When you have a fantasy baseball team and somebody does that, by the way, it was my own pitcher who hit him in the hand.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, one of my guys
was
pitching
it?
Bubba Chandler
for
the Pirates. Hit Pajas, who's also on my team. Pajas is out for the year. My fantasy team is
team on team crime.
I hate that.
Yeah, it was
bad luck. Marlins are still in there, too. I said that the Diamondbacks are 2 back. Marlins are 4 back, so they're, not hopeless for them either. Still a ways to go. The Royals, by the way, have won 8 in a row. I don't know where that came from.
Well, we saw how good of a team they were when the Padres played them out of the break.
The Royals were 24 games below 500. Now they've won 8 in a row, and they find themselves a reasonable 6 games out of the wild card. Like, you know, they're probably not going to make it, but there's a chance.
That is crazy.
The American League is bad. Padres, I said this earlier. Look, Padres are 27-15 against the American League. Right? That's 12 games over.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're one game under against the National League. Padres are not even playing 500 ball against the National League.
Well, the National League is just that much better.
Much better. But you got to take advantage of it and beat those crappy teams. Padres did it over the weekend. The Twins did not look like much.
They did not.
Although I'll say Roger Clemens' kid has turned into a decent player. Cody Clemens, he bounced around for a while, never really figured it out. He's become a pretty good guy, but isn't it almost like painfully obvious to you, Scraby, that as soon as the game goes into the bullpens, it's just night and day?
Yes, it is.
The Padres go to the bullpen, you're lucky to get a run.
Yep.
The Twins went to the bullpen yesterday, it was 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you knew it was 8-1.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, big difference, you might think.
You do get a little too used to how good the Padres bullpen
right,
is.
You take
as
it
a Padres
for granted.
Fan.
You take it for granted. But that game yesterday was, did I say 2-1? I think it was actually 1-1. Yeah, it was 1-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, Padres, the Twins went to the bullpen. They took Bailey Ober out. 87 pitches, I get. Well, it was a hot day. You know, these,
I knew there was that. You know, I was waiting for what's coming.
Yeah, it was a little warm out. So 87, get him out. He's worn out. He's a professional athlete. Anyway, Funderburk came in. He didn't do much. Jeff Hoffman, who used to be good, came in, and he didn't do much. And Adams came in, and they all gave up 2 runs, every single guy, right on down the road. So, you know, Padres, by the way, yesterday, bullpen, Peralta, Matsui, 3 innings, nothing. Gave up nothing.
It's almost unfair,
you know,
to...
it's a big deal.
Having Mason Miller, it's not almost unfair. It is unfair to have Mason Miller come out of the pen. I think it was Luke Keyshaw that was at bat when he pitched maybe Friday night or one of those
Miller
nights.
Pitched Saturday, too.
Saturday,
he got the save. He and Mordejon both had 1-2-3, 8th and 9th.
Yeah, so he threw one near Keyshaw's head. Keyshaw goes to the ground, obviously, scared.
Next pitch is a slider. You have no
top
shot.
Top of the zone. Keyshaw kind of like does the whole, oh, it's going to hit me thing.
You give it that half-hearted wave.
Yeah, and then boom.
Well, I mean, that's the game on Saturday night. Padres bullpen, 6 1/3 innings, 1 run. And that was Hart at the beginning, gave up 1. Canning, Mordejon, Miller, shutdown. Twins bullpen, gave up 5 runs and the game. You know, we talk about how many comeback wins the Padres have this year. Was it 20 or something like that? And then they have another 15 when they're down by 3 runs or, you know, somebody's got the actual number. But what it is, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it points out the fact that other teams don't have the Padre bullpen.
It's true.
So Padres can come back. Like, I don't think the Padres would have that many wins if they were going up against their own bullpen. But
oh,
they're
God.
Not.
Are you kidding me? Right? No way.
Yeah, you're right. Mason Miller did pitch Friday as well. So he pitched an inning Friday and an inning Saturday.
And he was looking great.
Did not get the save Friday night. Came in the non-save situation.
I'm trying to look and see. They don't tell me about what the stat you were just looking for.
Oh, how many 3-1 come from behinds? I think it's 18 or 19. I've seen it so many times I kind of lose track. But I mean, the game Saturday night was another example of it because they were down 5-1.
They were.
And they ended up winning the game.
Yeah, I felt like that game.
It's been happening a lot.
It's been happening a lot.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm a little bit nervous, sometimes their offense, well, the weekend kind of cleared this up for me, but they have lulls in the offense where they have a day where they score 8 runs, 7-8 runs, and then the next day they can't score
hit. Look, this is the first time all year they scored 6 or more runs in all 3 games of a series.
So I have to push that out of my head.
Yeah. Not very many teams do that. Maybe, you know, back in the day, you know, in the Rockies or something in Coors Field, or the Dodgers go in there, but, you know, it's not easy to get 6 every time. By the way, Ty France continues to just be, you know, the greatest player we could
Big
ever have. And I saw a really good interview with Ty France. I think it was on MLB Network, and they asked him about, which they invariably do, they asked him about playing college for Tony Gwynn, the great, you know, Hall of Famer. And I love what Ty France said. And I didn't expect to hear anything else. Ty France said, when I played for Coach Gwynn at San Diego State, I played for Coach Gwynn, not the Hall of Fame player you're thinking of. He said, I played for my coach, whose sole interest when I was at San Diego State was making me better and putting me in a position where one day maybe I could realize my dream and get to the major leagues. Now, do you know who else would second that statement? I'm almost sure of it. Steven Strasburg. Steven Strasburg was in the perfect situation. Remember, he was the Golden Spikes winner, Strasburg, the best player in college baseball. But he knew how to handle it. Had Tony with him. Tony, despite it all, never abused having Strasburg. And he, you know, he could have. They were in the NCAA tournament. Strasburg pitched the first game. They could have brought him back, you know, in the third game. Hey, you know, no. Tony wasn't going to risk anything about Strasburg's future.
And it's a good call.
It's a good call. But I'm just saying, it's an incredible thing. Let's look at, let's compare Tony Gwynn. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Let's not compare Tony Gwynn to Lane Kiffin, who, by the way, today was asked. Remember, we were just talking about the story. Lane Kiffin was asked about, you know, bringing a college kid to LSU, or I mean, a pro player.
Yeah.
And now, because of the loophole, back to LSU. And Lane Kiffin's comment, well, if we don't do it, somebody else will beat me to it.
I could have told
you. Okay, Lane,
you
I love
that.
You then.
I could have told you that.
You make perfect sense.
Was going to be the quote.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's, yeah, better them or better us than them.
Better us get. Yeah, he's going to go somewhere, so we might as well get him. You know what, Lane? No, you the rules don't state that you have to do something that is sketchy.
But like you said earlier, everything about college football just makes me angry at the moment. Everything about college football makes me angry. Should we do my number one real quick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The big five.
It's not a big deal or anything, but there was an injury that happened yesterday during the Rockies and the Guardians game. Did you see this, Chris? Something
don't think
I have
so.
Never seen in a baseball game.
Really? I missed it?
Jimmy Hergett was stung by a bee while he was pitching on the mound. There was pain for a moment, he said.
Wait, he was in the middle of the windup?
He was
between
like pitching.
Pitches?
Yeah, and then I don't know when it happened, but he looks at his arm. He said when he looked down at his arm, he still saw the bee, and he flicked the bee off, but it kept the stinger in him. And so he said, that's never happened to me before. I think it was a bee. I don't know. Maybe a wasp. I'm not sure. I'm not a bee expert or whatever.
Jimmy Hergett.
So
he wasn't too concerned about it.
No, he wasn't too concerned. He did say that it was painful, but it counted as an injury visit. But some out there, Chris, and believe me, we're just having fun with this.
Okay.
Should that have counted as a mound visit?
What? You mean they called it an injury visit?
They
not
called
a
it
mound
an
visit?
Injury visit and not a mound visit, I believe.
No, I disagree. No. I think it's an injury visit. Have you ever been stung by a bee?
Yes, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts an injury. A lot.
Even if it's only for 30 seconds, it's an injury.
You can't
it
go hoits. Pitch again. It hoits.
It hoits. And if you're my wife, who's allergic, you got to bring the EpiPen out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. That would be really bad.
Yeah, so that's a whole thing.
That would be really bad, though.
No, bee stings
that.
Are little...
Have you ever seen a pitcher get stung by a bee during a game?
Yeah, I can't say I've seen that one before.
Yeah.
I have seen those, you know, the ballpark where sometimes a beehive will...
happen down here.
Yeah, collect around the ballpark for a while.
Yeah, there was a...
down on the batting cage, and then they send some poor sap up there to try and break it up. And like, come on.
He's got like a vacuum and a stick.
That sounds like something they would choose you or I for.
Oh, totally.
You know, like, who's going to do it? Tony Gwynn? Jesse? Ah, Chris! Hey, come on
Chris,
over.
Scrappy, come over here.
Yeah,
we
here's
got
a little
suit
mask.
For you.
Head over there with a stick and see if you can't break that up.
I was golfing one time. And we heard something coming from behind us, and we didn't really know what it was because we didn't know what it sounded like. But we turn around, Chris. I'm not kidding. There were thousands of bees flying around.
Yes,
and guess where we went? My friend and I went and jumped into a sand trap because the bees would just fly over
you
us.
You actually made a run and jumped into
it
the sand.
It was that many
were
bees.
Like chasing you with... This sounds like a
what's that movie
sounds
with
like
the...
a Scooby-Doo cartoon or something. You turn around. Whoa.
No,
the bees are coming and you're racing. Get out of my way, Shaggy.
It happened at Encinitas Ranch. I remember looking back and seeing the cloud of bees coming towards us. And I flipped out. And I started running for a sand trap. And
goodness.
I dove into the sand trap. Bees are necessary, but they're also
by the way, if you're looking for a career where you can, where you not only can make money, but it is like, it is stealing is what this career is.
You're saying beekeeping?
Be one of those, you don't have to keep the bees if you don't want to. Just be a bee removal guy.
Oh.
Not only, A, you show up to the place, you can quote anything you want. How much is it going to be? That'll be $400 right away, sir. You're paid.
Just
right?
Get it out of here.
Just get it out of here. You don't care. You don't ask questions. You put your suit on. You're the bee guy. All you do, really, I've seen them. They get a vacuum out, The bees all go in there pretty much. There's a couple of little things. Maybe you get stung, but not too often because you got the big suit on.
Yep.
Not only did you just make that money, and I said 400, I don't know what it is. Whatever you made.
1,000.
Okay. Whatever you charge, they'll pay. But then you get to take the bees out to where the beekeepers are and sell them the bees.
This is
because
a pretty good
business. Need bees.
Think
of it. There's no other job that I can think of where you're called to remove something and then you make double the money because you can now sell what it was you removed.
That's not a bad call.
Not a bad gig, Scrib. You might want to buy one of those costumes here pretty quick.
I hate bees. I will not.
Trying to make you some money.
Dylan Cease is a bee guy. He used to make his own honey, or maybe still does.
So if I have a bee problem, Dylan Cease might show up to my house?
He might show up at your house in the bee suit and all of that stuff.
I told you one time we had bees coming through our fireplace at one of our houses, and we had to board it up with a cardboard keep the bees from coming through.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It took a couple days for the guy to get out and fix them. So while I was out, and our cat, Sydney, the cat, pawed open the little cardboard thing and got his paw in there and got stung.
No.
And Sydney, the cat, had the pirate club for a paw.
It was so swollen.
Yeah, we had to take him in right away. He needed a shot. It would have been bad.
Okay.
He was fine.
All right.
But it was, you walk into the vet and they're like, hello? And you're like, guess what happened to Sydney here? And his paw's like.
It looks like Will Smith and Hitch.
Pretty much. So, bee story.
Bees are very important for our environment, Chris.
Yeah, that's why the guy who collects them from your place, he has plenty of things he can do with them. He doesn't have to go get rid of them. He sells them and makes money again. What a racket that is.
I'm at a loss for words because I'm thinking about this as my next profession.
I told you. This is
Even though I hate bees, I mean, it's amazing.
I know, but you want to get some money.
I want to get some money.
Speaking of money, Scraby and I are going to be broadcasting from Las Vegas this week.
That's right.
We haven't even mentioned it all day. We should let everybody in on this. Our friends at Circa Resort, downtown Vegas, every year they have the big NFL Survivor Pool. It's like the biggest one in the country.
$30 million this year is what's
goodness.
Being
it's
put together.
Incredible what they do. And they, they get people from all over the world are in on this thing. And so they are nice enough to invite us and a few other radio stations, but you and I always go, and we have a good time for a couple days. We'll broadcast Wednesday after the Padre game, and then we'll do our regular four-hour show from Circa on Thursday. Tony will be with us from Tampa because he'll be with the baseball. And
yes.
He's so lucky. He can't wait to go back to the East Coast, he told me. And the humidity, he's really fired up.
I was just about to say, are we in Florida or is this actually San Diego? Because the humidity is bad right now.
I told you what somebody said the other day on television, and I'm just passing this along to all of you who think it's too hot out there. The person said, and they were like a weather expert type of person, they said, enjoy the rest of this summer. It's the coldest one you're ever going to get the rest of your life.
That's terrifying.
Yes, it is. They're telling us that the weather.
Wait, who said this?
Some weather guy, expert guy, and he said it's going to get worse, is what he was saying.
So, thanks for fear mongering, weather guy.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Happy to help. All right, we're gonna hear. We've been talking about bees, the weather, you name it.
We talked about.
Did we get any sports in that segment? Lane Kiffin, he barely qualifies as sports.
Yeah.
Let's hear from the Padres, Stammen and company, and some more on today's ownership press conference before we get to the pregame show, and we'll do that next.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week. Hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Gwen and Chris wrapping things up. Chris Scraby, Bill House Studios, Tony at Petco. Earlier, if you missed it, Sam Levitt was down at the big press conference today. The introduction of Jose E. Feliciano and Kwanzaa Jones.
Correct.
New owners of the San Diego Padres. They were great. They spoke. Kwanzaa stood out. With yes. all due respects to you, Jose, Kwanzaa was the star of the show.
I think he's used to that.
Excuse me, she's very...
I think he's used to that because I they've been married for a long time, and it doesn't seem like she just found this energy yesterday.
He knows when to... He'll say something,
yes,
and then he steps out of the way lets her... But she's excited, man, and why not? You're owning a baseball team?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty fun.
That would be really fun.
Along with a license to print money. It's a pretty fun thing to have.
Hey, don't tell baseball owners that.
Oh, I know. They're all poor. I know, poor guys. We're going to find out how poor they are when they go on the their lockout next year. But for today, it was all smiles. It was all good times. And it should be. New ownership for the Padres. And taking over at a time when the team is flying high with... a three-game sweep of the Twins and a 21-7 run that has taken them to a two-game lead over Arizona in the wild card. But before we get out of here, Scraby wants to play a couple of highlights from today. I don't know if it's going to be from the ownership.
We're going to go over the place.
A few different things.
But we're going to start with Jose E. Feliciano and Kwanzaa Jones. And I think people are very curious about what are the owners going to do with payroll? Are they going to keep payroll for the Padres the same? Are they going to boost it? Are they going to take away payroll? Here is what they said about their financial...
I'll just tell them. They're going to take it away and give it to you and I.
Oh, isn't that nice? All right. Well,
yeah, we appreciate
let's not
it.
Play this answer then because it will anger everyone. Here is their financial philosophy with the Padres.
I don't want to sound like the baseball executive here. We'll work with AJ. We'll work with Eric. We have been blessed with a team in a city that is supporting us in a way that is allowing us to invest back in that team, in the stadium, and that city. And we're committed to doing that. Mm-hmm. And again, I think we are going to live, within our means. And that could mean different things in different years. But again, we want to win. And we're going to continue supporting that goal in many different ways. And that means that at some moments, to use your phrase, we're going to be aggressive. Some people might look at that that way. But we're always going to do it, kind of with keeping the long-term health of the team in mind. And I think those are things that we're going to balance, but we're thinking about this in not only next week or next series. We're thinking about this, in seasons, decades. And I think our commitment to this city and to this team is that we're going to continue to do that. And again, hopefully win along the way.
And then a quick follow-up, if you don't mind. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say the key thing to understand is that, and Eric, you said it, we are competitive. You don't get to do what we do unless you are competitive. And it's important for all of you all to understand that. We want to win. What does that look like? It may take a lot of different pictures, scenarios of what it could be. And we will see, but please understand how competitive we are.
I have nothing else to say, Chris. That's what this team needs. That's what this city needs. That's what this fan base needs. They need two people that really care about winning.
And I have no reason to sit here and say, all right, you know, now, you know, show me what you can do. Because I just believe these people. They really do. They're sincere. If they come in and they, you know, tear the whole thing up, then they hoodwinked all of us.
Yeah.
You know, so I really do. I feel like they're coming in. I think they're, you know, their plan is, you know, solid. I think, you know, you listen to the interview with Eric Grubner that Sammy did, and I think most Padre fans, if you didn't hear it, you should go back and find it. Because, you know, Sammy asked some really good questions, and I like the way, you know, Eric talked about, you know, how this is all going to work. But mostly because of the kind of people these two are, they don't sound like your normal owners.
They don't.
And it makes me feel better, actually.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Whereas some owners are kind of just, it's like, you know, it's almost like another business to them. And, you know, I got my oil thing here and I got my,
well, I read something,
you know, I got this over here. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, I mean, I'll keep an eye on my baseball team.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, I got to sell that camel collection to the people in Saudi Arabia.
Camel collection.
I know. I don't know what I'm thinking of. But, you know, these guys, although I'm sure they do have their business interests, I believe they're sold. They're part of this thing.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Their heart's in it.
I 100% agree. And they actually, from what I understand, they did not come from a rich background at all. And I like that as well. These people work their way up for everything. I believe they were telling a story a couple weeks ago or something about how they almost couldn't make rent in New York before they ended up going on their careers. And so they had to fight. And I like that about people.
Kind of like you and I. We're not, you know, given anything, even though we went to La Costa and Beverly Hills High School.
Yeah, what the heck, man? Two of the greatest high schools in the world.
People look at us and like, you rich guys, shut up.
Yeah, it's someone.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You guys are complaining about everything over there. You went to La Costa and Beverly High.
It's very true. It's very true. All right, Manny Machado, before we go, he was asked if he thinks his team is currently on a run that they went on in 2024.
I mean, every year is different, you know. Every year is different, you know. But, you know, kind of said this all along. I've been saying it all year that we're going to be in this spot. I think you guys didn't believe in us, and here we are once again. You know, but it's how much belief I have in these guys in here, and see how much work we put in every single day, and you know what type of talent we have in this room. So, you know, we always had that belief, and we're going to continue to believe in it, and hopefully continue to put ourselves in better positions and continue to fight for what we want to bring to the city.
You know, Manny, you can use your anger towards the media as long as you win. That's all that matters.
Well, he did slip it in there that you guys didn't believe in us.
You know what? We didn't. And yeah, deep down inside, would you have, Manny?
Well,
if you were us?
Yeah, he's kind of giving us the old I told you so at this point, and, you know, he's right. But, yeah, I think you're right too, Scrape. You can say that. Yeah, we didn't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't. There was no reason being given for us to believe in it.
And so, McKee says we need to go pinkies up since we're La Costa and Beverly Hills when we drink.
Yeah, I can't do that. all right, anyway, kudos to you, Manny. You knew it all the way.
It's true.
Well, now you better bring it home, pal.
Well, I'm glad someone believed in them.
Yeah. You better bring it home. Pirates, Padres, next. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.